On an island in the mangrove forests of the Sundarbans, a couple of hours outside Kolkata, there's a temple dedicated to a gun merchant who has a feud with a snake goddess. The mysterious symbols on the wall of the temple lead a rare books dealer from Brooklyn all the way to Venice, a city that's more decaying than romantic, where Bangladeshi immigrants are filling up its piazzas and shipworms are eating up its wooden pilings. Shipworms invading places they never survived in before because the oceans are warming. This is the stuff of Amitav Ghosh's newest novel, Gun Island, weaving together two of his great themes, migration.
Migration has been a theme of, I mean, it's been my, I would say, my consistent interest, migration, dislocation, so on.
And also climate change, a world spinning off its axis into some great derangement.
Well, that's actually a theme I explore in an earlier book called The Great Derangement. Look, you know, a climate scientist, someone whom the IPCC really said recently that, climate change is just an effect of global inequality and injustice.
Yet despite beached whales, collapsing ice shelves, the Amazon on fire, where are the novels that deal with our greatest civilizational crisis?
The novelists who did write about these issues, they were immediately marginalized as science fiction or fantasy or whatever.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Gun Island tries to bring the almost biblical plague of locust horror of a world out of whack to life as its characters deal with climate change. Not just the books dealer Dean going from New York to the Sundarbans to Venice, but also young migrants from Bangladesh going to the streets of Italy.
You know, there are districts now, I'm told, in Bangladesh where an entire demographic slab is missing, you know, that is young men between 18 and 30. They're all gone.
To countries that are less than welcoming.
I mean, you know, the greatest sorts of demographic interventions really were slavery and indenture. And those were done completely under state sponsorship. And now this process of movement has escaped state control.
And climate change fuels this movement with greater urgency. Yet it becomes the province of the activist rather than the storyteller. Perhaps it's because we like our stories to have singular heroes, like the Great Gatsby, not a John Steinbeck writing about poverty, but as a collective experience.
Which figure in Grapes of Wrath is the represents the individual moral journey? It's, I mean, the whole picture of it is these people in a truck.
Something as vast as climate change defies the idea of a singular hero.
It's something that literally comes into being in the last 30 years. And the great irony of that is that it's in these last 30 years that half the greenhouse gases that are now in the atmosphere were put into the atmosphere, you know. So it's almost as if just as our situation was unraveling, we chose to look away from it.
This is a damning indictment of our generation of writers. Ghosh says it's older. Tennyson was respected as a man who understood science and poetry. In Memoriam is his famous work.
So what he says in this poem is that the ape and the elephant must die for man to become pure spirit. So what he's really calling for is the extinction of these species. The people of the future will look back upon this, will look back upon this kind of English literature and castigate it as a crime.
In a way, Gun Island, a book of uncanny events, goddesses and king cobras and an armada of seabirds, is a wake-up call in a time of terrible climate anxiety.
This sense of the uncanny, that is, you know, that suddenly we wake up one day and we realize that all this while, when we thought that the earth was inert, it was alive, it was watching us, it was judging us.
Because we all remember where we were when 9/11 happened, will we be able to remember where we were when the Arctic ice shelf collapsed? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.